3 weeks before a historic meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz said the president is really handling things correctly, in his opinion, overseas.
President Trump's, I think, peace through strength is pulling off. Mike Pompeo's done a terrific job. I mean, he has only been in that position a short time, but certainly in his position as the CIA at the, you know, and, you know, understanding the intelligence behind the scenes, whatever they're doing, it's working because it's moving in the right direction.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize sports betting, striking down a 1992 federal law. Chili's Bar and Grill said it is gauging the extent of a data breach that included some customers' payment card information. Chili's said malware, which was discovered on May 11th, was used to gather payment card information, including credit or debit card numbers, as well as cardholders' first name, from their payment-related information systems. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Analysts are reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
The U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline today. That's up about 51 cents versus last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who criticized Mylan for jacking up the price of its EpiPen allergy shot 2 years ago, today called on federal officials to help end what he called an urgent and alarming shortage of the life-saving device. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained what is being done between Mylan and the government.
So we're working with the manufacturer to make sure that consumers have ready information about where the product is available. Sometimes what happens is you have pockets where the product's available and some other product pockets in the distribution channel where there are shortages, and we're making sure patients have knowledge about where to go.
Two women filed a federal court lawsuit today accusing AT&T's mobile phone subsidiary for firing them for pregnancy-related absences in violation of the federal anti-discrimination laws. The women allege that AT&T's attendance policy, which assigns point-based demerits for late arrivals, early departures, and absences, discriminates against pregnant women. An AT&T spokesman did say the company was reviewing their policy, but did add they do not tolerate discrimination of any kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, it's Devin LeCompte here. I have the weather for you. Let's take a look. So right now it's beautiful, a little humid, 84% humidity. The low tonight's going to be 61. Tomorrow we're looking at 89 degrees with an 80% chance of rain. And the following day we're looking at scattered thunderstorms, 60% chance. And Wednesday, showers. So it's going to be a tough week. but I appreciate the rain. So we'll get to it.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Huntington High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Huntington Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of experience being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like being a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Can you guys hear me? There we go. That might be a little bit better. switched it up today with the music. I don't have Brooke here guiding me, as was the problem last time. So what I wanted to talk about today was something called glossophobia. It is a phobia. I suffer from it immensely, as you guys might have noticed last week. But it's something that we all need to work on. It's the fear of public speaking. So whether or not you suffer from the fear of public speaking, we can all try to improve our public speaking abilities. So in preparation for today, I was doing some research on psychology and on how to get over, you know, this fear, and I actually found out that 1 in 4 people report to being anxious while speaking, and that's according to Psychology Today. So it's 25%. And according to Brian Tracy, I didn't get backup to support this, but Brian Tracy is that he's a sales coach and a leadership coach. He's an international speaker, and he states that the fear of public speaking ranks higher than the fear of death. So I do think that one's a little far-fetched, but I know for me it's pretty close. So some people experience a debilitating form of this glossophobia. Mine's pretty close. And others have the common nervousness, sweaty palms, knots in the stomach. And although I don't want to have to overcome this, I do. And that's part of the reason why I'm here with you guys, is because, you know, one of the best ways to overcome a fear, or especially the fear of public speaking, is just to do it and to get experience and to build that confidence. And we'll talk more about that later. I'm looking over at my computer screen, and we have a new system, so hopefully I can get to the commercial breaks correctly. but yeah, so the fear of public speaking can prevent you from taking risks to share your ideas, to speak about your work, and to present solutions to problems that affect many people. And it can affect how you grow personally and professionally. At the same time, negative public speaking experiences will make you less likely to want to go in front of people and talk. That fear teaches you to stay away from risky situations. I had to give a speech last year with Valley Crest, that organization that Brooke and I both sit on, Valley Crest Farm and Preserve in Clinton, and my family started it, so they asked me to talk at an event, and this was probably one of the first times I had to do public speaking since college. And it was awful. I mean, I did it. I got through it. I got my point across, and I'm probably being much more critical than I need to be. But it's scary. It's so scary to do. So because of that, I try to stay away from it. Not just because of that, I had to do it in college too, but I try to stay away from speaking opportunities. Whereas Brooke goes nationally and speaks at symposiums and is absolutely amazing. So I will catch up with her next week a little bit about this too and what her opinion is. But she's amazing. I wish she was here to help us. But we'll go through some of these tips and tools, and hopefully we can all, you know, get better at talking in front of people. I know I'm not in front of anyone right now, but it's still, knowing that people could be listening, especially that these are archived, makes it even worse. So let's see. Moving on. Yeah, one day, I mean, everyone's going to have to do public speaking. whether it's a formal presentation or talking to an audience or being on the radio with me, which I really hope that some of you guys will step up and do this with me. I have some people lined up for the next few weeks. But, I mean, even as simple as asking your boss for a promotion can cause nerves in some people. And I don't want you guys to feel like this. So let's figure out how to get past that. In order to get past that, I want to start with, like, the psychology breakdown of it. I think that's really important to knowing what causes this fear so we can get over it. And according to, let's see, I cannot pronounce this guy's name, Theo Saucedis. He's a PhD and a neuropsychologist, speaker, and author. He's the author of Brain Blocks, Smashing the Brain Blocks. He's pretty good, and he makes a lot of good points. So he believes that the fear of public speaking can be broken down into four contributing factors, which are physiology, thoughts, situations, and skills. So let's touch on all of these briefly. We'll go through, for the first half of the show, we'll go through, you know, the psychology of the fear, and then we'll address how to get over that fear. So it's 5:11. We have about 10, 15 more minutes, I believe. So let's get to it. Fear and anxiety are caused by what he's stating is the arousal of the autonomic nervous system, not my words, and that's in response to a potentially threatening stimulus. So fear and anxiety are caused by how your brain reacts to a threat, such as when confronted with a threat, we prepare for battle, is what he's saying. This hyperarousal leads to what we experience emotionally as fear and is what eventually prevents people from speaking in front of others. Makes sense. Some researchers think that there are some people who experience higher anxiety across different situations, obviously, and therefore feel more anxious when public speaking. There's like three different types of anxiety. Let's see. So if you have high anxiety, it will cause a fear of public speaking just in general, or you can have a fear of public speaking, which causes high anxiety. And there's the last one, where their anxiety doesn't just happen when they're speaking, but is the response to fear of the anticipation of the speech, the preparation of the speech, and the performance of the speech, which I think is kind of where I'm at, because whenever I'm making my notes and everything, it's nerve-wracking to me. So here's a good one by him. He says that, quote, moreover, some people experience what researchers call anxiety sensitivity or the fear of fear. Anxiety sensitivity means that in addition to being worried about public speaking, people are worried about their anxiety about public speaking and how their anxiety will affect their ability to perform in challenging communication situations, end quote. So, in a sense, anxiety causes the fear of public speaking. And there's all different levels of this. So in all, there are a whole lot of us that experience anxiety when speaking because we have anxiety, because we have anxiety about public speaking, because we have anxiety about having anxiety while speaking. That's the physiology section of the doctor's, one of his four contributing factors. So you have the physiology, which causes the fear. You have your thoughts, which also contribute to the fear. So how you feel about yourself as a speaker. You know, some people do a lot of negative down talk, which is called, overestimate the stakes of communicating your ideas to others. So I'm not good at speaking in front of crowds. I'm not a good speaker. I'm boring. That type of talk only increases your fear. And there's two types of distinctions here. You have performance orientation or communication orientation. So the performance orientation is speaking that requires a special, that the fear of it is because you think that the giving a speech requires a special skill and the audience is judging you or evaluating you. Whereas the communication orientation is being concerned about how you express your idea, present the information. So the objective for the communication orientation fear is to talk to somebody like you're having an everyday conversation. And speaking of that, you can go into, there's different situations that will heighten the fear. So I have to run to a commercial break, but when we get back, we'll talk more about the situational-based glossophobia.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So this is supposed to be the clean version, but they're not doing a very good job at that. That was kind of obvious. Sorry about that, guys. All right, so fear of public speaking. See, I really like this song because it's you know, gives me a much more of an upbeat personality. And I was focusing on some of these techniques while we were on our break to help calm me down before I got back to you guys. Not really good for a radio show host to have a fear of public speaking. I'll say that much. So we were talking about there's four different contributing factors to glossophobia. And the first two that we just discussed were physiology, which is just the general anxiety, and then your thoughts affecting how you feel about speaking. And the next one's situations, according to Dr. T. So the first two were explaining, like, by nature, as I was saying, how people can be worried about public speaking, but a lot of the situations can also trigger the fear. For example, one of them, lack of experience, which is part of my problem here, which is why we're doing this. It's lack of experience. So as with anything, experience will build self-confidence, and self-confidence will help you feel more comfortable when you're in that position. I feel like it's correlating it to somebody that has their learner's permit for driving. You know, when you get behind the wheel, you're a little bit nervous about it, but, you know, as the years pass, it's become second nature to you. So that's really where you want to get it, get your public speaking ability to, is just to where it's second nature. The degree of evaluation. So as we were talking about the two orientations, the performance orientation, it is when you have the belief that you're being evaluated. So sometimes you actually are evaluated. If you're sitting there in college in a public speaking course and everyone in front of you is holding a piece of paper judging you, well, given, yeah, you're probably going to be a little more nervous. Or if you're in a type of competition, you're going to be a little more nervous. So, and then there's status difference also. So if you're talking to people of a higher status, you know, of a higher wealth, more accomplished professionals, your workplace position, that can affect your nerves. And I really like this one because I didn't really consider this, but it's so true. Is if you're sharing a new idea and you don't know how it's going to be received, you might be a little more uncomfortable stating your position and taking questions from the audience because you don't really know what you're going to get. You know, and some people will want to poke holes through your defense. So that's another situational-based concern. And the last one that he discussed was a new audience. So if you're speaking in front of people that you don't generally speak to, for example, I'm getting pretty comfortable. We have 8 board members at Valley Crest, and I'm good talking to them now. I can get up and I can give a speech to all of them, and I'm happy and I'm comfortable and competent, and I'm good. But then when you change that scenario and I come here, for example, it's different because, you, again, going back to the new ideas, you don't really know how it's going to be received. And you can be talking to people that, you know, don't share the same ideas and same opinions. And that can lead you to become a little more shaky. And skills are another contributing factor to this fear. Some people are just naturally good and some aren't. I'm not. And if you're not, you're going to be more prone to having the fear of public speaking or that anxiety. But either way, even if you are born with this natural talent like Brooke is, you can still improve. And she does. You know, she will listen to podcasts and learn how to better herself when she has to give a speech. Increased competence leads to increased confidence, which is an effective antidote to fear. But you do have to be careful because that confidence that we discussed before doesn't necessarily make you a good speaker. So we can address this fear either physiologically or focus on the cognitive aspects or the behavioral components that add to the anxiety around public speaking. So there's a whole bunch of different suggestions to how to address this fear. Brian Tracy, he has a list of 27 useful tips to overcoming your fear of public speaking. And some of them are great. Some of them, you know, take it or leave it. You can Google that. If we have time, we'll run through some of them. But I really like Dr. T's. This is, again, on an article on Psychology Today. He has basically 6 general ways. And again, like I said, I was using some of these today in preparation for this, and they do help. So the first one, which is you see a lot, you have to put yourself into a relaxed state. When I come here, a lot of times it's at the end of a Monday and there's a million things on my head and I'm the farthest from relaxed that I can possibly be. So be cognizant of that. Whether it's a situational-based problem or it is, you know, just because you're naturally scared of public speaking, if you work every day at calming yourself down during those times, you should be able to present to the audience with a more concise, clear picture of what you're trying to present to them. he says, learning to relax while thinking about preparing for or giving an oral presentation reduces the experience of fear and prevents it from interfering with performance. Relaxation techniques involve learning to control your breathing, to lower your heart rate, and to lessen the tension in your muscles. And it's recommended that you do this with gradual exposure. So whether it's gradual exposure to public speaking, to the size of the audience, to the length of the public speaking time, etc., do it gradually. Don't throw yourself in there as I tend to do. The suggestion is to start applying these techniques when you first agree to speak, as you prep for your speech, and when you present it. So throughout the entire process, not just when you're giving your speech. Let's see. Another way to conquer your fear is to challenge your beliefs. So we were discussing before the break the thoughts. So that is the down talk, essentially. And if you can change that, it's cognitive reframing approaches was the lingo that I was looking for before. Not generally used in my day-to-day conversations. But if you can retrain your brain with that down talk and, you know, think that you're a good, challenge yourself to believe that you're a good public speaker, that will help lessen the fear. It might not make you a great public speaker, but it will help lessen that fear and lessen that anxiety. Change your inward thoughts that target your negative self-statements. So instead of saying, I'm a bad speaker, I'm boring, etc., people see how anxious I am on stage, flip those around. I'm a good speaker. Audiences find me interesting. You know, nobody can tell how anxious I am. Cognitive reframing will replace those negative thoughts with positive and supportive ones. Its goal is to train yourself to view public speaking as a non-threatening event. So, as we were discussing before, you know, with that anxiety, it's because you feel that it's a threat, whether it's based because of people judging you, etc. You want to train your brain so it's not threatening. Let's see. Shifting your perspective. This is part of the reason, I guess, I'm here. Because I'm working on training my brain that I'm a good speaker. So we'll get there, guys. We will. I'm better when, you know, I have people to chat with, because I don't think that, you know, what I have to say is all of that interesting to you. But it is. I mean, I'm really hoping that some of this information I'm sharing with you can benefit at least one person, and then it's going to be worth it to me. So let's figure out what's next. Changing your beliefs. That shift relieves the worry of how you come across, and the shift focuses to how you best get your message. Okay. And then lastly, there's preparation. So the more that you prepare, the better of a speaker you can be. Prepare and rehearse. Brian says, do it in front of a mirror. And I've done that before, and it definitely does help. But sit in front of the mirror and give your speech, you know, write it all out, memorize it. If you think about, like, actors and actresses, how many times do they rehearse their lines before they present them? I mean, countless amounts of times. The more prepared you are, the less worried you are about looking nervous, forgetting your lines, fidgeting, losing your train of thought, etc. If you can approach public speaking the way that the actors do, you can focus more on your message and the delivery as opposed to, you know, how you feel about giving it. Being underprepared is always more nerve-wracking than being overprepared. Always. which is why you see me reading a lot here, is because I wait a little too long to get these prepared for you guys. But we're going to do better. That's why we're talking about public speaking today, is so we can all learn how to get better at it. We're going to go to our next break here. I think that's going to be the news. So we'll be right back.
You USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Jerusalem, and he talked about why this is such a big deal for the Israeli people.
Of all the things President Trump could have done to tell Israel we have their back, making Jerusalem the capital is the strongest signal he could have sent. In 1995, we voted 95-3 to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Trump's the first president to actually make it happen by moving the embassy. It's an unequivocal statement and very difficult times.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a procedure this morning to treat a kidney condition and will likely be hospitalized for the rest of the week. That's at least according to the White House. President Trump was expected to visit his wife at Walter Reed Medical Center just outside Washington, D.C. later today. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
North Korea said it will destroy a nuclear test site 3 weeks before a historic meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz said the president is really handling things correctly, in his opinion, overseas.
President Trump's, I think, peace through strength is pulling off. Mike Pompeo's done a terrific job. I mean, he has only been in that position a short time, but certainly in his position as the CIA at the, you know, and, you know, understanding the intelligence behind the scenes, whatever they're doing, it's working because it's moving in the right direction.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize sports betting, striking down a 1992 federal law. Chili's Bar and Grill said it is gauging the extent of a data breach that included some customers' payment card information. Chili's said malware, which was discovered on May 11th, was used to gather payment card information, including credit or debit card numbers, as well as cardholders' first name, from their payment-related information systems. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Analysts are reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
The U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline today. That's up about 51 cents versus last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who criticized Mylan for jacking up the price of its EpiPen allergy shot 2 years ago, today called on federal officials to help end what he called an urgent and alarming shortage of the life-saving device. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained what is being done between Mylan and the government.
So we're working with the manufacturer to make sure that consumers have ready information about where the product is available. Sometimes what happens is you have pockets where the product's available and some other product pockets in the distribution channel where there are shortages, and we're making sure patients have knowledge about where to go.
Two women filed a federal court lawsuit today accusing AT&T's mobile phone subsidiary for firing them for pregnancy-related absences in violation of the federal anti-discrimination laws. The women allege that AT&T's attendance policy, which assigns point-based demerits for late arrivals, early departures, and absences, discriminates against pregnant women. An AT&T spokesman did say the company was reviewing their policy, but did add they do not tolerate discrimination of any kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, and we have your mid-show weather. So tonight, we're going to have scattered thunderstorms, low of 61, 40% chance of showers. Tomorrow, I am doing photography on a house. It's going to be 89 degrees, but 80% chance of rain with thunderstorms later in the evening. Mostly cloudy early with a few thunderstorms developing later in the day. A few storms may be severe, so be careful. And again, that's 80%. And let's see what we have Tuesday night. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening, followed by showers overnight. A few storms may be severe early. Chance of rain, 60%. Wednesday, chance of rain, 50%. Cloudy with an occasional rain shower. So, guys, put your umbrella in your car, okay? And get your willies out. All right, that one was a little bit better. That one wasn't as obvious. Welcome back to Girl Boss. You guys got me here today, Devin LeCompte. Brooke, I think, is in Ireland right now. She was in Scotland. Who knows with that woman? She's having a great couple weeks abroad. Today we're talking about glossophobia, which, if you recall, is the fear of speaking. I suffer from it. Brooke, she might, but she's been working these techniques a lot better than I have. So let's get back to it. We discussed that there's four factors that contribute to the fear, and this is according to Psychology Today. There's four contributing. 25% of people suffer from this. That's a lot. Okay, so the four factors are physiology, your personal thoughts and beliefs, the situations that you're in, and just your natural skills and how much you practice public speaking. So that's what contributes to it. And then we're just talking about, now that we know that, how we can get over it, more importantly, right? So that is putting yourself into a calm and relaxed state. Easier said than done, right? And do that prior to, do that from the time that you agree to the speaking assignment all the way through the speech. And make sure you know your dials. I really hope you guys can hear me. Okay. All the way through your speech. And don't throw yourself right into it. You know, don't get up in front of 200 or 300 people and expect to give a really difficult speech and kill it. Start small. Start easy. Start with something that you know. And go from there. And then work your way up. Shift your perspective of yourself from being evaluated to giving information that's of value. Once you can figure out that difference, you know, and instead of the performance orientation that we were talking about before, nobody's grading you. The reason that you're giving the speech is because you're trying to convey information. So focus more on that, and that'll make it a little bit easier for you. Shift your self-talk, we discussed, from being negative to being positive. Saying, thinking, and believing that you're a good speaker is going to help. And then preparation is what we ended on. So prepare, 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 prepare. That's the most important thing you can do when getting ready for a big speech. Or talking on the radio or giving a presentation in front of your coworkers. Prepare and rehearse. Get in front of the mirror. Give the speech to your dog. My dog has heard all of my speeches multiple times. So I wanted to go over some opportunities where you can gain experience. So not only preparation, but, you know, just doing it, getting out there and doing it. Gaining experience, you know, getting yourself off of that learner's permit and into the driver's seat is going to help a lot too. So some stuff that I do is I used to be a member of a group called Toastmasters. And let's see, I pulled them up on my iPad before. Hopefully we don't jump into any songs or anything. But I can look them up right now. So Toastmasters, who we are, It's an international nonprofit educational organization that teaches public speaking and leadership skills through a worldwide network of clubs. So, guys, literally, this is a group, a nonprofit that's dedicated to helping you learn how to increase your public speaking abilities. I was a member. I used to live in Oklahoma, and I was a member of a club out there. And it's they give you a big book. And every week when you, I mean, you don't have to, but it's recommended that every week you go. And there's a different speaking assignment, an essay that you have to do and present to the members in your group. Of course, it's all optional. It's just to grow professionally and personally. But it really helps. I wasn't able, my schedule back then wasn't as consistent as it is now, so I wasn't able to go every week. But it's definitely something to consider. So let's see. These are internationally, remember. So I'm just going to discuss the ones that are here locally, but hop online. It's toastmasters.org, toastmasters.org. Super easy. You type in, you say, click find a club, and then you type in your zip code. So, I mean, my office is in Clinton. I have one 2 miles from my office in Annandale. There's one in Somerville, Branchburg, Hunterdon Speakeasy Club, that's cute, in Flemington, New Jersey, right here. Branchburg, New Jersey, Bridgewater. I mean, there's 70, 80, 80 is the highest number I see. There's 80 clubs within 25 miles of where we are. No excuse. And me preaching this, I really think that I need to get back involved. I need to find the time. So Toastmasters is a fabulous organization that can help with your public speaking abilities. And then I'm joining right now a BNI group that's a business networking initiative, I believe. And it's a group of professionals that get together. And every morning, every week, once a week you get together. And you have to give a 60-second speech about your business and what you need to grow your business. That's terrifying for me, guys. I literally am shaking and the sweaty palms and everything before I have to give this 60-second speech. And some of these people are really good. It's a lot of fun. Again, it's a great way that you can build your business while working on your public speaking skills. So that's the one that I'm really taking on right now. And if you can't make that commitment because you literally have to be there every week, the Hunterdon Chamber puts on networking events too. So again, it gives you the opportunity to not only build your business, but to work on your public speaking skills. And as I said before, it doesn't matter how good you already are, or how good you think you are, there's always room for improvement. So I pulled up the Chamber, the Chamber events, web.hunterdon-chamber.org. Just go to hunterdonchamber.org and you should be able to find the calendar of events. So I know if you guys want to see me or bump into me, I try to go to their event that is, oh, hello. Bye, Chris. Have a great night. The chamber president just poked his head in. See, as I was pitching the chamber on the radio, he's at this event too. So if you want to see Chris and I, it's the first Wednesday of every month. There's a leads exchange at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, right next to the Wydell office, guys, exit 15. Super easy to get to. It's 7:45 in the morning. It lasts about just over an hour. And same thing, you have a chance to talk to your group at your table, so like six people, and then also to stand up and talk to the larger group, which can be 20 or 30 people. Fantastic opportunity to work on your public speaking. So they have, and again, this goes anywhere. Look into your chamber website. But here in Hunterdon, we have it on the first Wednesday of every month and the third Wednesday of every month. There's one here in Flemington. Again, 7:45. So call me if you want to go to a BNI group. We can do that. Toastmasters is awesome. They are literally dedicated to helping you grow your public speaking abilities. And then the third Wednesday, okay, nope, that's the same. BNI group, Toastmasters, and then the Hunterdon Chamber. You have two options a month just with the chamber alone. Take advantage of it. I'm getting yelled at for a commercial break, so I'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't touch my weed, don't call me honey, baby. Don't buy me a drink, don't make my money. Don't touch my weed, don't call me honey.
And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, a.k.a. being the boss. So I'm back. Brooke's not here today. That was Kesha, Woman, the clean version. Again, I still don't think it's clean. This is why we're not using the song, I guess. But today we're talking about glossophobia. Let me make sure I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah. Glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. I suffer from it when I'm in large groups or when I'm talking on the radio. You know, it's not bad when I'm having one-on-one. I can have the most challenging and difficult conversations to three or four or five people, but once I have 20 people listening to me, I break down. So we're talking about how I can get over that personally, and something's going on with my iPad, and how you guys can get over that. So whether or not you suffer from this, it's always good to practice and enhance your public speaking abilities. So we had it broken down into four categories. By now, after I've said this three times, you guys should have this down. Physiology, thoughts, situations, and skills. And there's a lot of ways to overcome this. You can Google it, and I have in front of me 27 ways to get over your fear of public speaking by Brian Tracy. So the most important ones that I think are relaxing yourself and breathing, which I'm trying to do. Gradually increase the audience size. Gradually increase the difficulty of the speech. Realize that you're offering something of value and that people aren't just evaluating your skill. And preparation, 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 and experience. So we were talking about some ways before the break to get that experience. I mentioned a BNI group, Toastmasters, 100 and Chamber networking groups. And something that I'm really excited about that I didn't have a chance to mention is teaching and leadership opportunities. Obviously, reach out to a local charity. Reach out to a local nonprofit. If you are interested in something, I'm a wino. I love wine. I'm going to try to get my level one sommelier certification in D.C. in a couple weeks, so I won't be here. But the reason I want to do that is because I want to offer something of value and teach people about wine. So that's a fantastic way to get in front of people. I have a background in horses, so I'm teaching a bunch of girls, you know, about how to properly care for your horse. We're meeting every other week, and I'm talking to 10 or 15 girls. By the way, that's a great way to work on your public speaking, is teach kids that are younger. This goes back to why I wanted to talk about the psychology of public speaking, is because if you're talking to somebody that's of higher power or of higher status than you believe you are, such as, you know, somebody, an accomplished professional or a boss, that's going to intimidate you. If you are actually teaching and helping kids learn about something, that's going to be so less intimidating and really give you that confidence that when you do have to go talk to your boss about that promotion, or when you do have to give a professional presentation to, you know, 10 men that are all high-powered executives, you can do it. Start small. Work your way gradually up. See, this is all coming together. So teaching opportunities are great. If you live here locally, I mean, give Valleycrest a call. We do classes there on a regular basis. You can give a class on how to make jam or bake bread. That's a wonderful way to work on your public speaking abilities. And then leadership opportunities. So I know the Chamber, I don't know too much about this. I do want to get more information, but the Chamber has a fantastic leadership group where you can get involved with and you know, network and talk. Those are all great ways to work on your get over your fear of public speaking. Let's see. So I printed out these 27 different ways. Oh, by the way, happy Mother's Day, everyone. It is Monday the 14th today, and yesterday was Mother's Day. So I hope all the mothers out there had a fantastic day and enjoyed it for themselves, had breakfast in bed, or went out to a nice dinner, or the weather was beautiful. We had a cookout, which is always a good thing to do. So happy Mother's Day. Wanted to touch on that. And do we have any current events coming up? I don't believe so. We have the 100 and Polo Classic, which I am selling tickets for, on June 9th. So reach out to me, 908-763-2658, and I can get you set up with your tickets to that, or go online, 100andpolo.org. Buy from me, because that goes to Valleycrest, but you can see some more information about the event there, or just give me a call, and I'll talk to you and let you know what's going on. But I was thinking that I was going to get through all of this information a little quick, so I printed out these 27 useful tips to overcome your fear of public speaking by Brian Tracy, and figured that we could touch on these too if we had some extra time. We don't have much. I have about 4 minutes, so let's see how many we can get through. Get organized. Practice and prepare. See, there it is again. What is get organized? Organize your thoughts and materials. It helps you to become much more relaxed and calm. When you have clear, organized thoughts, it can greatly reduce your speaking anxiety because you can better focus on one thing at hand, giving a great speech. Okay, so that's his number one tip, is to get organized. Number two is practice and prepare. Three, eliminate fear of rejection. Four, focus on patterns. Watch yourself in the mirror. Record yourself and learn your voice. This is why I think it's so intimidating for me to be on the radio, is because I have to listen. I have headphones on. I have to get you guys a picture. I think you saw Brooke here a couple weeks ago. But we hear everything. It's like listening to yourself on an answering machine. Totally throws you off keel. So that's a really interesting tip, to record yourself. Work on your breathing. I get really jammed up because I don't breathe when I talk on the radio and when I give speeches. So work on your breathing. Practice more. Give your speech to another person or your dog. Public speaking classes. Toastmasters. Is that on here? Let's see. Find a great coach or mentor. There are many groups that you can join. He does talk about Toastmasters. Perfect. Exercise before speaking. That's interesting. PowerPoint can be really great or really bad. So if you're giving a presentation, you can use your PowerPoint. I do this when I teach my little pony club girls. I have pictures and notes on it just to keep me, you know, moving forward and in the right, following the right path. Do not put full paragraphs and 1,670 other things on the slide. That's a really good point. Don't read the slide, guys, if you're using PowerPoint. Even Warren Buffett had public speaking anxiety. So we're in good company. That's 25%. Warren Buffett was one of us. He got over his fears by teaching investing principles to people twice his age. Oh, see, that's a tough one. I'm telling you to teach kids, but that's how you start. Then you move up to the more advanced level. To teaching investing principles to people twice his age, he forced himself to talk to people, and he practiced over and over and over again. Sip water that's warm or room temperature. So my iced coffee that I'm drinking now is not helping me. But that's interesting. Squeezing some lemon into your water helps. It will lubricate your throat. Try to avoid sugary beverages before speaking. These can dry out your mouth and make it harder to talk. Read Eloquence in Public Speaking by Dr. Kenneth MacFarland. He has passed away and is also known as the Dean of American Public Speakers. And he talked about methodology, or he didn't talk about methodology or technique at all. His central message, which influenced me very strongly when I began speaking publicly, this is according to Brian Tracy, not me, was the key to eloquence is the emotional component that the speaker brings to the subject. That's what my mentor always says. When I had to give my speech, he's like, just be passionate. If you are passionate about what you're talking about, it's going to come across that way. And you will be able to inspire people and guide them to follow your beliefs. That's kind of along the same ones is, you know, be emotional. Have an emotional component. Don't, like I did last week, don't just read from the paper. It's okay to be emotionally involved in what you're talking about. So the bottom line is, that if something scares you, you will avoid it. And if you avoid it, you're not going to get enough practice. And when you don't get enough practice, you're not going to get better at it. And if you're not going to get better at it, you will continue to be afraid of it. So this cycle is going to go on and on and on, but it doesn't have to. Listen to this again. Take some of these tips. Learn some of this advice. Go to Toastmasters. Go to the Chamber networking events. There's so many options available, so figure out what works best for you and go ahead and break that cycle, get over that fear, and enhance your personal and professional life. So for now, guys, thank you so much for listening. Brooke will be back next week, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Follow us on Facebook, and you'll hear what we're talking about in advance. What is it? Facebook.com/GirlBossHCR, and you'll hear what we're talking about next week. So you guys have a great day, have a good week, and we'll see you on Monday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.